First Chronicles 4. The sons of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah the son of Shobal fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zarephites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazel Elpanai. And Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Halah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haashtari. These were the sons of Naarah, the sons of Hela, Zareth, Izhar, and Ethnan. Kaz fathered Anab, Zobibah, and the clans of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me, and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Shelub, the brother of Shuha, fathered Mahir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth Rapha, Paseah, Tehinna, the father of Ir Nahash. These are the men of Rakah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Saraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hahath, and Meonathai. Meonathai fathered Ophrah, and Saraiah fathered Joab, the father of Geh Harashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jahalel, Ziph, Ziphah, Teriah, and Azrael. The sons of Izra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalan. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married. And she conceived and bore Miriam, Shemai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his Judahite wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kila, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maccathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Renah, Benhanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, Er, the father of Lakah, Lada, the father of Meresha, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea, and Joachim, and the men of Kozabah, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and returned to Lehem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters, who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the king's service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul. Shalom was his son, Mibsab his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their clan multiply like the men of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bila, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Makarbeth, Hazar, Sasim, Beth Birai, and Sharaim. These were their cities until David reigned, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Tokchen, and Ashan, 5 cities along with all their villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshabab, Jamlech, Josha, the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elionai, Jaakabah, Jeshahiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, the son of Shephi, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their clans, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful. For the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and destroyed their tents, and the Meunites, who were found there, and marked them for destruction to this day, and settled in their place because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the remnants of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.